USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence heading towards the East Coast. Officials along the Carolina coast are now warning residents who haven't left yet ahead of Hurricane Florence to get out now. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
Florence's storm surge will drown many homes. Expert modeling here at North Carolina Emergency Management shows that storm surge alone is likely to flood tens of thousands of structures.
Florence has lost some wind strength and is currently a Category 3 hurricane with 120 mile per hour sustained winds. FEMA's Jeff Beyer.
Hurricane Florence is going to cause major disruptions to government services. It is going to cause disruptions to the power. It will destroy and damage infrastructure and roads, bridges, buildings.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There was a surge in the number of families illegally crossing into the U.S. from Mexico last month. Families account for a significant number of those apprehended at the U.S. border, and last month, the number of families arrested increased by 38% compared to July. They blame the surge on a court order which prevents children from being separated from their families for more than 20 days. The overall number of people stopped or arrested at the border last month was nearly 47,000. If it's September, it must mean new iPhones. Apple unveiled its new products, including a watch that detects heart problems and its biggest phone ever. Vice President Phil Schiller.
What you call a phone that's bigger than plus size, but we call it the iPhone XS Max.
This year, Apple became the first publicly traded company to hit a market value of $1 trillion. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The White House reports the American economy is humming along with strong job creation, increasing wages, rapid business growth, soaring consumer confidence, and increasing manufacturing activity. With more, here's John Clemens.
That was the assessment from Kevin Hassett, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, who says the increases in wages will outpace the inflation rate that is now right under 3%.
The best defense against increase in inflation is an increase in wages. And the CEA put out a report this week that documented that correctly measured real after-tax wages are growing about 1.4% this year. So that means that the wage growth that President Trump has helped create with his policies is overpowering the inflation numbers right now.
I'm John Clemens.
The people who own and run America's small businesses are more bullish than ever. USA's Chris Barnes has more details.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Optimism Index hit 108.8 in August. Now, that might not mean much to you, but that was the highest level it's hit in its 45-year survey. Small businesses say they're planning to hire more workers, raise compensation, and spend more on capital investments. Juanita Duggan, the president and CEO of the Federation, is attributing much of the increase to President Trump and the GOP's economic policies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.